What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. Okay, ready?
As ready as I'm gonna be.
Come on, get a little more ready. Well, I guess you really can't be like ready, but you can. You could be kind of ready. You could be prepared.
Yeah.
You're prepared, right? You're an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your name?
Crystal.
Crystal.
Yes.
And how long have you been an entrepreneur?
An entrepreneur in general, probably the past, I would say like 6 years. But before I was a lash tech. I was a lash tech for 4 years and then I quit that. And
The last 4 years you were a lash tech?
No. So the last year I've been doing the clothing brand. Before that, I was a lash tech for 4 years.
Got it. Did you have a job while you were a lash tech?
No, I didn't.
So full-time lash tech for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You make good money, huh?
I was, yeah.
So why you stop?
I got tired of being behind a chair. It was too much on my back, and then I got to a point where I wasn't making enough money, so then I just stopped, and then that's when I went back to the 9-to-5 world.
So it wasn't that it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually towards the end. You just didn't have enough clients.
Yeah, towards the end.
So if you had enough clients, you'd still be a lash tech.
Yeah. I feel like it was cool before I moved to Georgia. Once I moved to Georgia, I was still trying to like get my clients up out here, and then that last year, I just was like, never mind.
So you moved from California to Georgia, and you tried to recreate the success in Georgia that you had in California as your Lash Tech, but it just didn't work out well.
It was cool for like the first, I would say like 6 months, and then it kind of just slowed down.
Why do you think it slowed down? It's not like women stopped getting their lashes done.
No, I wasn't. It was the marketing part. I wasn't marketing like I should have been. So.
But I mean, if you had a lot of clients, you were doing their lashes, you don't have a lot of repeat customers?
I did. Yeah. I had like a set of like repeat customers, but then you still need new clients. Yeah. Even though you have like those set of loyal clients, you still need, you know, repeat clients.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And like, did you come out to Atlanta and like really get into the lifestyle, the nightlife?
No, I've never been into the nightlife.
No? Mm-mm. So what was you doing when you weren't getting clients?
I was chilling. Honestly.
When you say I was chilling, what do you mean?
I feel like I was just focused on trying to get clients, but I feel like I wasn't as focused as I could be because I got to a point where I was comfortable. So it was just like, because before I moved, I had enough money to cover my bills for a while, but then once it start, you know, running out, of course it's gonna run out eventually.
That's a fact.
That's when I went back to the 9-to-5 world.
Got it. Okay. Do something for a while, get comfortable, and then kind of stop. Then you went into the 9-to-5 world. Mm-hmm. You're still there.
Yeah.
And you have a clothing brand now.
Yes, I have a clothing brand. I started it.
How long have you been doing it?
A year. It'll be a year at the end of this month, yes.
Good. Congratulations. Thank you. How much money have you made?
Since I started, I think last time I checked last night, it was at like $22,000.
$22,000 in a year. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. That's what? Almost $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Yeah.
That's good. So are you wearing the clothes today?
Yes, I am.
What are you wearing? What is it?
It's a matching set. So it's like a kind
of what? I didn't say that.
So it's a matching. So I sell like matching sets, like pretty much like loungewear. I'm starting to get into like the sweatsuits and all of that, which I just started recently.
Gotcha.
But before it was just primarily like matching sets that you can like lounge around in.
So okay, so are those like thermal kind of pants, right?
They're like cotton ribbed, but they're not like thermal completely. But yeah, they're like the thermal material a little
bit. Okay. Is your logo on there anywhere?
Yeah.
Where?
On the pants in the front, and then it's on the back of the shirt.
Got it. Okay. Where do you get them? Do you get them manufactured out of the country, or do you just find
them in China?
In China.
Yep.
Good, good, good. Okay. Out of the $22,000, how much is profit?
I would say,
I have to
look at my Shopify, but I would say about, last time, I think it was like $13,000, because I added up the amount that I spent. The amount that I spent was about $7,000 as far as like inventory.
You still have inventory?
Yeah, I have some. I have some on the way too.
Right. So we can't just deduct what we spent.
Yeah. Because I still have inventory right now currently.
Yeah. So we need to figure out how much inventory you got. You spent $9,000, you said, or $7,000?
$7,000.
You spent $7,000, and then you made $22,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you have about how much left?
I would say about like maybe like $2,000 left.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, not a lot.
Oh, so there's a lot of stuff that's like out of stock on your website.
Yeah, it is. So it's mainly like the big sizes that are like, it's like the extra smalls and the 2Xs that are left pretty much. Like the larges, the mediums, all those typically sell out first.
And how many orders have you done? Just that one order?
Mm-mm. I've done multiple orders.
So you're saying collectively?
Collectively. But I've done multiple orders because typically, like I do different collections. Like my first collection, I did like 4 colors. Then after that, I added 2. Then I did a summer collection. And then I did a fall collection. And then now I'm working on a restock of 2 of the colors that sold out completely.
Got it.
I'm working on restocking those instead of like continuously ordering the stock of the colors I have left because it really doesn't make sense to.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So what's your biggest issue in business now?
I would say me... I would say marketing and knowing how to actually like sell the solution instead of just selling the clothing. Cause I feel like before I just knew how to sell the clothes as far as like, you know, just posting the clothes.
Yeah.
So now I've been trying to learn how to like sell the actual solution, the solution to the problem that I'm solving.
What's the problem that you're solving?
Basically how women typically struggle with like finding clothing to like run errands or finding clothing to just lounge around the house in. I feel like that's one of the solutions, and basically finding like comfortable lounging clothes in and comfortable. Hold on.
A problem is finding clothes to lounge around the house in?
Or finding comfortable clothes to lounge around the house in, or comfortable clothes to like run errands in.
You got comfortable clothes to lounge around the house in? Yeah. I don't think my wife has any issues finding clothes to lounge around the house in.
But would you say, I feel like me, so me personally, when I usually, when I go run like errands, it's typically hard for me to find something to wear. So I feel like that was one of the problems.
You don't just put on sweatpants?
I mean, yeah, but I don't like wearing sweatpants.
No, no, okay, I understand what you don't like. I'm just saying, you're saying you're solving a problem.
Well, I thought I was, but.
You're not solving a problem?
Maybe not. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't think you're solving a problem, but not because you're not solving a problem. I don't think you're solving a problem because you don't think you're solving a problem. You're saying you're solving a problem, yeah, but.
But I have to figure out the problem that I'm solving.
Yes.
Got it.
And the best answer is I can't find anything to lounge around the house in or run errands in. It's your best answer to the problem you're solving?
No. I don't know.
Give me another answer then.
Let me see.
So that is your best answer.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You said, I'm trying to find a solution to the problem that I'm solving, but you don't even understand the problem that you're solving yet.
Right. Not yet. I guess that's something I have to figure out.
Why did you start the clothing brand?
I started it because it was something that I enjoy wearing, and I noticed that I was spending a lot of money on other loungewear brands. So it was just like, it to me, it made more sense. Because I always wanted to start a clothing brand because I've never been, I've always loved loungewear. Because I never liked jeans and things like that. So I feel like once I started realizing how much I was spending on other brands, I feel like it, you know, it made sense. And then I already had the audience for it. Because I already had a women-based audience from when I was doing lashes. So it just made more, it just made more sense to me.
So your audience are women who will buy loungewear.
Correct.
And for this first year, let me ask you this. What is the major way that you sell the apparel?
Online. I did like one pop-up shop, but it didn't do too well. So mainly it's just online.
And how do you drive traffic to the website?
Through social media and through word of mouth.
So people who already rock with you.
And then through word of mouth. It's mainly, it's mostly referrals too.
Got it. Let me see the website real quick. Okay. What's the website?
CozyLuxEssentials.com.
Say it again.
CozyLuxEssentials.com.
Cozy Lux. L-U-X.
E. L-U-X-E. Essentials.
So it's L-U-X-E-E?
Yeah.
So it's two E's. Mm-hmm. Essentials.
And that's C-O-Z-E-E. Not
C-O-Z. C-O-Z.
E-E.
E-E. Mm-hmm. You find yourself like having a hard time explaining this?
No, not at all.
So I'm off? So y'all would have automatically thought to spell it C-O-Z-E-E? Yeah, okay. These actually look nice. They look really, really nice.
We're in the process of like kind of, not, I wouldn't say rebranding, but kind of like changing my logo and everything right now.
It's a good, I like it actually. Are these the only ones you have on like for sale? The the brown top and bottom?
No, you have to go. That's the latest.
You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an awards show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion, or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference? No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies, or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, Accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.
Collection. So the new, I put the newest collection on the homepage, and then once you go to view all items, that's pretty much all of the colors and everything like
that. Oh, shop all. This is really nice.
Thank you.
And you get them manufactured out of the country. Okay. And your inside label's on the inside?
Yeah, it's in the it's on the back of the shirt, and then it's on the front of the pants and on the inside of the pants as well.
These are nice. You would buy this, right? Yeah.
I just told him I want it.
You want it? Oh, these are dope. So so you have a good product for sure. You put a bunch into it.
Yeah.
But your only way of getting customers is telling people to, like, go to the link in your bio, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
You've not thought of any way to really grow the brand?
I have. I thought about, honestly, like, foot traffic, like, as far as, like, passing out business cards and things like that. Because I have one of those. My boyfriend actually recently told me I should go stand in front of Walmart. But I just was like, I don't know about that.
The best strategy y'all came up with was standing in front of Walmart?
No, that's what he came up with. I don't want to do it. My idea was to basically hand out business cards. That was my idea, and get flyers made.
That's both terrible ways of, like, trying to get this brand to grow.
Really?
One option is standing outside.
No. That wasn't like mine.
I'm just saying, I'm going to go through both. One option is standing outside. Like, what's the people that do it around Christmas time? Ring the bell. Yeah, the Salvation Army.
No, he was saying, like, you know how, like, some people, they go in front of the stores and then they open a trunk and then they have all the stuff in the back of their trunk. That's what he was saying, dude. And then have, like, one of those, because I have, like, one of those big old banners with my logo on it and all of that. He was saying, use that. And I was like, I was like, no.
I see where he's going. And your thought process is, let me go pass out business cards.
And I honestly also thought about taking, like, one of the sets and, like, just going around to different people and asking them for their opinion on it, honestly.
That's good. I like that.
Because I feel like then that opens the conversation. It gives you the opportunity to explain your business. I don't see anybody that sells loungewear doing that. So that's one of the things I thought about.
So why don't you do it?
I just haven't did it. I don't know.
But why haven't you done it? There's a reason you haven't done it, though.
I feel like I'm nervous and I'm scared.
Okay, good.
Negative feedback I might get.
Good.
Not saying I would, but you never know.
For sure get negative feedback.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But the good news is, you know that there's a reason, and the reason is you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
But you're scared of someone saying no, or I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then what would happen if someone says they don't like it?
Nothing, really. I mean...
So what are you really afraid of?
I guess nothing. I think I've gotten to a point where I wouldn't say I'm comfortable, but I don't
lazy.
Know. I guess you could say that.
So you're lazy.
I guess so.
And you have a job that pays your bills.
Yeah.
So you don't really have to go out there and make no extra money. What's your boyfriend do?
My boyfriend works at a warehouse.
Y'all live together?
Mm-hmm.
I got kids?
No.
Oh, y'all straight?
Yeah.
There's no reason you need to build a big business.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I want to, but I feel like in the last few months, I kind of got, like, discouraged.
Why?
I don't want to get emotional. Sorry.
Take your time. Just try to articulate why you're discouraged.
sorry. So, like, I would say, like, 3 months ago, I found out my mom had a tumor.
She's still with us, yes?
Yeah.
I can relate. Because my mom had a tumor. It was growing in her stomach, and we just couldn't stop it from growing.
Yeah, hers was in her brain. Mm. So I feel like since then, I've kind of, like, resented moving away.
Oh.
So.
Because she's back in California.
Yeah.
Why don't you go back?
Because I hate it there.
Let me tell you what you'll hate even more. If we can't do anything about the tumor, you'll for the rest of your life regret not going back mm-hmm. because you don't really have another reason not to go.
Right.
And it's nothing keeping you here. Like you said, you work remote. It's nothing keeping you here. There are so many really, really important things in our life, but we don't realize how important they are until we don't have them anymore.
Right.
And it's not like you're doing anything here that you can't do there.
Right, yeah.
But there's some very important things that you can do there that you can't do here.
But I feel like when I was there, it was just like, I don't know. I was absolutely like not happy there. That was the whole reason I moved to Atlanta and moved to Georgia because I wanted to get away.
What weren't you happy about?
Because out there it's dangerous. There's a lot of shooting going on and it's just too much like going on. So I wanted to get away from all of it. And then like my family has always, in my opinion, my family has been like negative. And like it's just the family of people that, in my opinion, don't really want to grow and grow out of that environment. So I wanted to be the one to leave.
How long are the doctors giving your mom?
Well, she got the tumor removed, but me now is just me getting used to this new person.
Oh, so she's good.
She's good, but she's not like the same person that she used to be, of course, before she got the surgery. Because they removed it, but she's still healing, of course. Like her brain is still healing. She went through an 8-hour surgery. Mm. But she's not the same person. So it's like I've had to adjust to getting used to this new person.
What is the new? Try to explain the new person.
So before she like forgets stuff. She is just like, it's just not, I wouldn't say it's weird, but it's just not the same. Like, it's kind of like you kind of go back to being a child kind of, because of course you got to get taken care of. You can't do anything by yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a child.
Who's taking care of her?
Her husband. Okay. And then I have siblings, but they don't really do much.
How often do you go back?
I go back. Last time I went was when she had the surgery. So that was in September. And I'm planning to go again next month.
So about 6 months ago.
Yeah, so I went when she actually found out that she had the surgery. She had to get the surgery. So as soon as I found out that she had the tumor, I flew down there.
Got it. You make good money on your job?
Not really, no. Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, so some people think when it comes to entrepreneurship that I'm like so gung-ho on entrepreneurship because everyone needs to start a business. And though right. I do feel that everyone should do something entrepreneurial.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just a little more important to me than that. Mm-hmm. So when my mom was going through her issue, mm-hmm. I was able to really take care of things for her. Mm-hmm. When otherwise, if I was just working at the Cheesecake Factory, I wouldn't be able to.
Right.
I was able to go see her on a regular basis.
Yeah.
She was different. She was a different person for sure.
Yeah.
As it started to progress, mm-hmm. She was for sure changing. Mm-hmm. But I realized I didn't have a whole lot of time with her. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was somewhat discouraged from running my business. Not mm-hmm. discouraged from running it, but I didn't spend all of my time there. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time with my mom and focusing on my mom and making sure she was happy and getting her whatever she needed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the only reason I was able to do that is because the last 10 years I went really, really hard as an entrepreneur mm-hmm. for a time like this. Mm-hmm. To be able to I have the leeway to let that thing go.
Right.
Because now I can kind of take care of my mom now, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you have a huge opportunity. I'm sure there's some things that your mom could use, whether it's medication or I know the pressure of, I know insurance may not take care of the in-home
like
nanny
the
or whatever.
Yeah, and all
your dad, your stepdad.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of pressure on him as well.
For sure.
So when I start talking about going out to build something and really building a huge income, it's not so that we can get a new car. It's for mm-hmm. stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So you should be saying, well, there's a certain amount of money that I want to start to send to help out, or I need to get a flight every single weekend and go back and forth just so I can go see my mom.
Yeah.
But if we aren't serious about our business, we will not be able to do that. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you're going to start to regret it.
Yeah.
While you're young, while you're healthy, while you have the ambition to go out there and get it, mm-hmm. if something ever happens, you will regret it for the rest of your life. I was just talking about, I regret some things, not being able to take care of my dad. Mm-hmm. I'll never forgive myself for that.
Right.
Because I was focusing on me. I just didn't want to fly up there. I didn't want to go out there and grind my t-shirts. Yeah. I'd rather just take my money from my job, take care of me, call my dad when I can.
Yeah.
But if you don't do something soon about your life, this might be the first case. But it's going to be other things that need to come up. If we do the work now, we're prepared for those things.
Right, yeah.
If anything happens to my brother, God forbid, right now, I'm prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But not because I'm preparing when it happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, while I have the time, energy, I'm going to build the business, put my money into investments so that, because I know tragedy strikes, I want to be mm-hmm. prepared for that.
Right.
And you're not prepared for tragedy right now.
Right.
But you need to.
Agree.
You have an amazing product. You're extremely talented. But for some reason, that situation with your mom didn't spark something in your head to say, I need to go hard.
Right.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
You need to figure it out. This should inspire you to motivate you to say, there's a certain amount of money that I want to start to. Money is not the driving factor for me. And I don't think we should make money our God.
Yeah, I agree.
But it does help in a lot of scenarios. Imagine if you didn't have the job, how much time you could spend. Imagine if you were making, let's say, $1 million a year from your business. Mm-hmm. What would you do? What would life look like for you right now in this scenario if you had $1 million in your bank account? You got investments that were paying you. What would you be doing?
I honestly feel like I would be traveling back and forth.
And the reason that you're not traveling back and forth isn't because you don't have the money. It's because you don't have the drive to go get the money so that you can travel back and forth.
Right.
So where is this drive coming from? If something happening to your mom doesn't drive you, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
Is it not important to you?
It is.
Well, where's the evidence of it? Where's the evidence of that being important to you?
There isn't any.
So one could argue you don't care.
Huh?
One could argue you don't care.
No, I wouldn't say I don't care.
I know you wouldn't. I'm just saying, yeah, if I was an attorney on the other side, I could argue.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she says she cares, but she just lay it up with her boyfriend and she goes to work and she has this amazing product, but she's not like diligent about going to do something about her situation. She's cool going to see her mom once every 6 months, twice a year, even though we are in a tragic scenario. One could argue that.
Yeah. But before the job I had before, I couldn't do that because it was like literally it was a job where I couldn't. I had to request time off. Sure. So the job I have now that it's remote and my manager literally understands my situation. He was like, he literally just tells me, just go. Yeah. So it's like now I'm able to do that now that I've reached my 90 days and I'm able to, you know, that's why my goal is to go next month.
Imagine a life where you didn't have a job at all.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask anybody for anything.
Yeah, I agree.
And you really figured out a system to make mm-hmm. sales every single day in your sleep. So it doesn't matter whether you're in Atlanta or you're in California, whether you're with your mom or with your boyfriend. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to ask anybody for permission. Imagine building a life like that.
Right.
Have you imagined that life yet? That's the first step.
Yeah.
We got to be able to see it.
Right.
I didn't start to get serious about my business until I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like I could almost physically see it. Mm-hmm. Like when I close my eyes, I can see what I'm wearing that day and the house that I live in and the car that I drive and me going out to support other people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to the schools to talk to the kids about entrepreneurship, whether the school has money or not.
Right.
And then what was crazy, after I started seeing this, I started going on these high school tours because I had a store that I built, that I had employees working there, and they would make sales, and I'd go out and talk to the kids for free. Mm-hmm. It didn't cost me anything. And I got to do what I love to do because of the few years of me really going in.
Right.
We got to do something. It's not, I think most entrepreneurs don't succeed, not because they're not talented, mm-hmm. and not because they don't have opportunities, and it's not because the white man is holding them down.
Right.
It's just, we can't see it. We can't see it. The people who like really get frustrated at work mm-hmm. are people who can't see themselves doing something else. I remember I would come to work and I complained at the Cheesecake Factory, like, oh man, I hate being here. But I would only complain because I didn't ever see a way out. Mm-hmm. But once I saw, like I started this t-shirt brand mm-hmm. and I saw, whoa, I'm not going to be here longer. Mm-hmm. Guess what? My attitude changed toward the job. I was actually more excited to go to work.
Yeah.
Because I knew I wasn't going to be there long. Mm-hmm. But once I saw it, that was my first step out the door. 2.5 years later, I own my own business, had the kiosk in the mall. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. But you need to start seeing this stuff.
Right.
You got a vision board?
No, but I plan on making one.
When?
I plan on making one because me and my best friend, when I go down there.
I'm sorry, when?
When I go to California, because me and my best
friend. You said today?
I'm going to make it today. I'll start today.
Good answer. The faster we see it, the faster we'll have it.
Agree.
But if we don't see it, if we don't see what life could be like, it just, it never happens because we don't truly believe. Mm-hmm. We can say we believe it, but until we see it, we can't believe it.
Gotcha.
And I'm not saying see it physically, but yeah. we got to at least see it here
yeah.
and know what that's like.
Right.
Because that life exists.
Of course.
Is your boyfriend an entrepreneur?
No.
You believe in entrepreneurship?
I feel like he believes in it to a certain extent. Because I've never been, like, I don't like pushing entrepreneurship on people. Like, I'll help you, like, you know, come up with a plan. But as far as, like, pushing it on you, I just feel like everyone isn't meant to be an entrepreneur, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, I don't try to, like, push that on him.
He shouldn't.
But.
Does he believe in you?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I mean, I think he does.
He probably doesn't see entrepreneurship as a viable option. And then mm-hmm. he sees that you kind of flounder a little bit in the entrepreneurship. Yeah. So he probably doesn't believe that you're going to be super successful at it. He might love you.
Yeah.
And if you ask him, do you believe in me? He's going to look you right in his eye, right in your eye and say, yes, babe. I believe you could do whatever. But does he really? If I had to like bet him, yo, your girl is going to make $200,000 this year. If she makes $200,000 this year, I give you 10 grand. If she doesn't, you got to give me 10 grand. But you got to make this bet. What bet is he going to take?
I feel like he's going to take the bet that I will make the 200 grand.
That's over with. If he had to like part with his own money if you lose?
I don't know.
We made, okay, let's look at this. We made $22,000 in our first year. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me we're going from $22,000 to $200,000? That's a terrible bet. I don't do the betting games, but I think you'd probably get like a 10-1 on that because it's not likely that that's going to happen.
So you're saying just off of my clothing brand alone?
Yes.
Oh, then yeah, probably.
He's betting against you.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. Now, I've not made $10 million in a year. Mm-hmm. But if you hung around me long enough, you would bet Dave's probably going to do that.
Yeah.
Right? So so let's say speaking gigs last year, mm-hmm. I might have done, how many you think? Not a whole lot, right? Because we didn't focus on it. We didn't do a whole lot of speaking. Yeah, maybe one every couple months, mm-hmm. but we didn't lock in on it.
Gotcha.
This year, so Kay is working on a structuring to make sure like we lock in. I just happen to get speaking. People just call me like, I want you to speak, whatever. So we got the EPK going. Mm-hmm. Kay is like, yo, I need a sizzle reel. We got to like redesign the website and all that kind of stuff. So last Listen, family, black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today, told from a unique black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of black stories and black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. 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 Here, let's say we made $60,000, $70,000 from speaking. Mm-hmm. If I was saying, yo, okay, we're going to make $500,000 this year, would you believe that? You know why? Because I can paint a picture.
Yeah.
I see it. Here's the goal. The goal isn't initially to get other people to believe in it. Mm-hmm. You got to believe it first.
Right.
You got to put this plan together on how we're going to make $200,000 a year or $200,000 this year with our clothing brand. You got to believe it first. Mm-hmm. And you got to do the activity. Mm-hmm. And the goal, even after that, isn't getting other people to believe it. Mm-hmm. The goal is to get other people to believe that you believe it.
Yeah.
So Kay may not agree with me like, yo, $500,000. You're going to do $500,000 and you ain't never did that before? My goal is, I don't care if she believes it or not, mm-hmm. but my goal is to make sure that she believes, at least that I believe it, that she right. says, he really think he gonna do this thing.
Right.
And then once other people believe that we believe it, then they see the activity. Mm-hmm. Eventually, there's going to be some people saying, yo, he'll for sure knock that out.
Gotcha.
But you have to see it first. Got you have it. No vision right now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're day-to-day, hand-to-hand, just trying to make some sales.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you need to see a bigger vision. So what's the goal this year?
Basically, I was a first to...
I need a number, not a story.
Oh, you mean the...
Clothing brand.
Oh, yes. Clothing brand. The money goal. I would say my goal right now is to double what I made my first year.
The goal is to make $44,000 this year. Mm-hmm. Let's go a little bigger.
A little bit 50?
Is that a question or a statement?
No, you saying a little bigger. I would say 50 then.
So you believe you could do 50,000?
Yeah.
Which means you don't believe you could do 75,000?
Probably. If I make the vision board and I put $75,000 on there and I believe it and I see it, then yeah, I can make.
But right now you don't believe that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, cool. Which means we really don't believe we'll make $100,000. No. Okay.
But I feel like in order to make that, you have to have that amount in inventory. So I feel like it starts there.
Yeah.
Because in order for you to make $100,000, you have to have $100,000 in inventory.
Correct. So how much inventory do we need? Here's why you're saying you don't believe it, because you haven't done the math.
Yeah. Definitely.
So think about this. Mm-hmm. A guy working at the Cheesecake Factory making mm-hmm. $30,000 a year mm-hmm. at the Cheesecake Factory. Then I start this t-shirt brand and I say, I'm going to make $100,000.
Right.
In a year. I can do this. My average price point was $25. T-shirts, $25. I said, man, how am I going to make $100,000 in a year? Mm-hmm. And then I did some math and I'm like, oh, wow, I don't have to make $100,000. I only have to make like $8,300 every month. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to focus on $100,000. This month, I have to make $8,300. Mm-hmm. Could you make $8,300 in a month?
Yeah, if I have the inventory, yeah.
If you have the inventory, good. Mm-hmm. So we need to figure out how to get the inventory. I figured out how to get the inventory. Mm-hmm. But then I realized I don't really have to make $8,300. I really only have to make $275 every day. Mm-hmm. Could you make $275 today?
Yeah.
Easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just went with the mindset that I have to make $275 every day. When I wake up in the morning, I go make the $275. Mm-hmm. How much your job pay you?
Not a lot.
Around about?
Like around like 23.
23,000?
No, 20. Oh, you mean like yearly?
Oh, $23 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say you work 40 hours a week?
Yeah.
$23 an hour times 40, which means you make $920.
Mm-hmm. And you got to think about taxes.
Minus taxes.
Right.
We'll take out, what, 20%?
Taxes, they be taking out more than that, I feel like, at this point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because
you got to stay. Yeah.
So let's say times 4 would be 3,600 mm-hmm. minus, let's say, 25%. Which means make $2,760. Mm-hmm. Okay? $2,760 a month. That's about what you make?
Yeah.
Maybe $1,300 every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. If we divide that by, let's say, 20, which is 4 weeks, 5 days a week, mm-hmm. we make $138 at our job. Mm-hmm. My question to you is, if you are super serious about entrepreneurship, do you think you could sell more than $138 worth of apparel every day?
Heck yeah. That's like pretty much that's two sets a day.
Two sets a day.
Because mm-hmm. one set is 65.
Ain't it?
So that's like, yeah, literally two sets a day.
But we don't look at it like that.
Yeah.
So we can literally replace our job. And this is... two sets a day just during the week, taking 2 days off.
Yeah, so that's not even including weekends.
I know to make $100,000, you need to make $275 a day. So if every set is $60?
$65.
We got to sell four sets every day. Can we sell four sets every day if we got serious?
Absolutely, yeah.
Then we make $100,000.
Yeah. Because you can sell four sets a day, you can sell eight in one day. I mean, it really.
But the only reason you don't sell four, I know the only reason you don't sell four sets a day. I know the reason.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Because I haven't went full force.
Nope. Because it doesn't take full force to sell four sets a day. The only reason you haven't sold four sets a day is because you haven't set a target to sell four sets a day.
Okay.
You just don't have a target.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So, because I feel like now, since I sell them separate, I feel like it's harder to sell a full set at a time. Because say, for instance, one person, like say, for instance, if you got somebody that wears small, right? And I have a small in a shirt, but I don't have a small in a pants. They're not going to buy it because I don't have the full set in their size. So would you recommend selling it as a set moving forward?
Well, it doesn't really matter because we either sell four sets or eight items.
Okay, you're right. But I feel it's less. I feel like it's less likely for somebody to just buy a shirt. Lately, it's been working like that because I've been selling on TikTok.
Yeah.
So they've been buying, like, you know, some people just buy the pants, they just buy the shirt. Because a lot of people buy one item just to kind of test it and see how it's going to be. And then they'll go back and buy the other.
Yeah. Think about this. If you had the original idea and if you weren't so lazy, you actually went out and did the idea that you said, like, yeah, I'm about to just show people, get their opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Over an hour. Think about an hour. Mm-hmm. How many people you can talk to. You don't think you'll be able to sell two items in an hour?
I think I would, yeah.
Well, we only have to work 4 hours a day and we'll sell eight items and we'll make $100,000.
Right.
Now, if you went to your boyfriend and said, yo, you know, to make $100,000, we only got to sell eight items a day. I'm going to go out 4 hours a day and I'm going to go build this thing and we're going to make $100,000. And if you saw it and then painted a picture for him, he'd probably make the bet the other way. Like, yo, I think she's going to do it because she spent the time. She cared enough to run the numbers.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like it's because he's seen me, like, so in and out with it.
Yeah.
And he probably would be like.
Yeah. And he's not an entrepreneur, so you're not getting any, drawing any motivation from him. Shouts out to Yabu. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's not inspiring you.
Yeah, I feel like I said, I feel like most people are just not meant to be. Like,
y'all watch series together on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
What y'all be doing together?
So I do other things on the side. But
what you do?
I do credit as well.
Credit repair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do that. And then he's a streamer too, so he does like the whole streaming stuff. So mainly when he's like doing that, it's me upstairs doing other stuff.
He don't make money from streaming though.
Not yet, no.
He just loves to play the games.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What? I didn't say nothing. That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with a streamer.
I mean.
No, I'm yeah. But he doesn't.
I mean, if you're not making money, I mean,
he likes. I'm saying he likes to do it. That's what makes him happy.
Yeah.
And when he's happy, he treats you right, and you happy.
Of course.
So.
That's why I let him. I'd be like, okay,
let him stream.
Yeah.
And you ain't out there building no credit repair business the whole time he's streaming. I know.
Yeah, no. I kind of just do it on like the side.
You don't be streaming with him.
I'm not into that.
Do you sit there and while he's streaming?
I'm upstairs. He streams downstairs. So while he's doing that, I'm upstairs. I'm either watching TV or.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm.
What series you watch? What's your favorite series?
Right now, Love is Blind. That's what I'm watching right now.
It's lit? So cold. Love is Blind is lit?
That's what I really? Watch right now.
How many episodes is it?
I don't know. I mean, they're at the end now. Or I watch YouTube a lot.
How many seasons is it?
I think it's total six. But right six now, seasons? Yeah, they're on the sixth season right
like
now.
Like how many episodes? Is it 10?
About
10.
Yeah.
About 10? In a sitting, how many do you watch?
Probably.
Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on a couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling required. It's keyless entry. So it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there. Even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, EUFY video lock. Search Eufy video lock. That's EUFY video lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, EUFY video lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
Like one, because it's weekly. They release weekly. But I watch YouTube a lot, honestly. I'm not going to lie.
What do you watch on YouTube?
Podcasts.
What kind of podcasts?
Entrepreneurship podcasts. Not I mainly all entrepreneur. Watch. Huh?
Not all entrepreneur.
No.
What you be watching?
I watch like vlogs and stuff like that.
What the vlogs
are? But about? I watch a lot of people who talk. Like lately, I've been watching a lot of like marketing videos. Literally, I'll literally go in there and type in marketing and just watch multiple videos of random people.
Nothing with the information that you hear.
Lately I have, David.
Hours.
Lately I have.
You spend hours in front of a screen.
No, lately I've been watching a lot of videos on SMS and email marketing. So that's one of the things I've been working on lately.
You sent out an SMS today?
Huh?
You sent out an SMS today?
No, not yet. I usually send them out around like 3 o'clock.
So you send SMS every day at 3 o'clock?
Not every day, no. Cause I don't want to be spamming. How many days? I would say maybe like twice or three times.
2 or 3 days a month or a week?
No, a week.
How many have you sent out total, do you think? When did you start this SMS campaign?
Well, I've always had like the standard ones, like the welcome ones since I started, but I'm saying lately I've been focused more on like building different funnels and stuff like that.
Let me see your SMS campaigns. I like to see when they're going out.
Why you gotta put me on the spotlight?
Because I don't believe you a little bit.
You think I'm lying?
I don't think you're lying. I just don't think you're sending in 2 to 3 a week.
Okay, lately I haven't been.
I know.
But they're automatically, but most of them are automatically sent because like I said, I have the welcome ones.
People
and all
really
of the
think they can get over on me. And I'm not trying to get
over on you.
You're gonna have to pull it up because you already confessed. I know. Here's my point. You are spending hours in front of a screen doing nothing.
So how many times a week would you recommend sending an SMS?
Focused on the SMS. I'm just saying you need to allocate those hours that you're sitting watching Love is Blind or YouTube or doing whatever you be doing. And you need to take that and put it into your business because there are people that are relying on you.
Right.
That you should feel some sort of responsibility for.
Right.
And you don't feel a sense of responsibility. Well, all this is going on. There's a reason I'm so passionate about this because it happened to me twice.
Yeah.
With my mom and my dad. So when it happened with my dad, I said, I'll never make that mistake again. Yeah. And my mom, I was able to make sure she was taken care of. Whatever she wanted in them last months. I went to see her in them last months. I wasn't focused just on business. I wasn't focused at all on business. That was a slump for me.
Yeah.
But because of all the things that I've been doing for the last decade, I was prepared.
Right.
Well, something serious is going on in my life. Something very, very serious is going on. And for some reason, you find the time to watch TV. For some reason. We need to take all this time that we're doing nothing and start allocating it to our business and going after the target. But I'm not mad at you because before today, we didn't know we needed a target.
Right, yeah.
But we're going to set a target, and then we're going to do the activity. And outside of The target itself, we need to set activity goals, meaning I'm going to do a certain activity every single day for this amount of time, and it will yield results. You can't force the results.
Right.
The only thing you can control is the work.
Agreed.
Are you willing to do the work?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's our target? What are we going to make this year?
Let's do 50K.
50K, okay. Yeah. An improvement from the 40. This is good. Which means we need to make, what, about $137 a day?
Oh, that's doable, for sure.
Is it?
If I go in full throttle, heck
yeah. Are you going to go full throttle?
Yeah. So I have a choice.
If you go, you do have a choice now.
I mean, but that's not the choice. That's the choice that I want to make.
Good. Okay. So let's not look at the big goal.
Right.
$50,000. Is your big goal to make $137 a day?
At minimum, yeah.
What's the maximum?
I would say I don't even want to say 300 because I feel like that's too low.
300 is too low, which means 137 is really too low.
Okay, we're gonna do 300.
Do you know what that makes your goal?
No, because I'm horrible at math.
Over $100,000.
Ooh, sure. Okay.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Heck yeah.
Let's go get it.
You're right.
You have an amazing product. You have an amazing personality.
Thank you.
Go get it. So, now you have a target. Now you have a why. You know it's more important than just selling clothes.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to accomplish something.
Right,
exactly. A percentage of the money, we are going to send back to our mom. Mm-hmm. For assistance, for whatever. We're going to make this time as comfortable as possible.
For sure.
Any other questions?
So would you recommend focusing on like email marketing and stuff like that? Or would you recommend that not being a focus right now?
I would find something to focus on and see if it works. Whether it's email, SMS, being out in the streets, content around the brand, more of that, running ads. We got to focus on something. So you got to create some sort of strategy. Yeah. So we're going to work backwards. $100,000, $275 a day. Our goal is to make $300 a day. Mm-hmm. We ask ourselves the question, how am I going to make $300 a day? How many pieces do I have to sell? Mm-hmm. How am I going to get these pieces sold? Mm-hmm. What is going to be my primary strategy? You think texting people every day is too much when really they're getting text every day anyway.
Yeah, about Fashion Nova.
100%. You're not letting up. They trying to remind you. Because you ever get a text, you're like, ooh, they doing a little sale. And you just start doing something else. But then they send you another text. You're like, ooh, I forgot. I wanted to get that.
Yeah, they do sales like every day.
People don't post every day or multiple times a day because they think they're overwhelming people on social media when people on social media don't even see most of your content. They see a fraction of it anyway. So you think you sent out five a day today and everybody sees it when really nobody sees it.
Yeah, I've been trying to get better with posting on social media. I feel like lately I've just haven't been knowing what to post because like I said, I don't want to just post the clothes. I feel like.
Why not?
I don't know. Because I was the same way when I did lashes. Like, when I did lashes, I didn't want to just post eyes all day. But I feel like now, I mean, at this point, I'm going to just, if that's what I got to do, then.
For sure. Because last time you did that strategy, it didn't work. You went out of business. Because you didn't want to post eyes all day. There's some people that post eyes all day.
Yeah,
I agree. There's some barbers that post hairlines all day.
Yeah, I agree.
Because then that helps other people believe that you believe in this thing.
Yeah, I have a shoot planned at the end of this month, too. So that's what I'm trying to work towards. We'll get ready for.
You have the product now?
It's coming. It's in production right now.
Okay.
So it should be here in, like, I would say, like 2 weeks. Because before I did my shoot back in Cali.
Good.
So now I'm doing one out here. Because my brother is a photographer, so.
Good.
But, of course, he charges me, and his prices are pretty expensive.
Your brother?
I have a twin, so he does photography. He's a
Same
really,
mom, right?
Yeah, he's a really popular photographer and
back home. You need to call him back.
And tell him what?
And tell him, this is no longer about me making money. This is about our mom. And I need you to donate your services.
I tried that the first time. But
he's a savage.
My older brother ended
like
up.
Him. I don't like him. I don't even know him, but I don't like him.
The first shoot I did, my older brother helped me pay for it. Because he was like, I see how serious you are about your business, or I see that this is something you really want to do. So he went half with me on my first shoot.
You and your older brother went half to pay your other brother.
Yep. I swear.
Okay. But this but this is a different mission.
Yeah.
This isn't like for my... You're going to call and say, yo, I'm taking a percentage of the proceeds, mm-hmm. and we're going to send it back to help mom.
Right.
I'm taking my money. I need you to donate this photo shoot.
Because I'm like, all I got to do is send you the product. You take pictures of it and send me the pictures. It's not that hard.
You'll call him real quick.
No.
Call him.
And say what?
It's like, hey, we need to run on a campaign. I want to really have this brand support our mom, who's really going through some challenges right now. I want to take a percentage of all the proceeds and send them to mom. This will be a gift from both of us.
My brother is really, like, nonchalant, so I feel like he's going to be, like...
We don't know.
No. You want me to call him right now?
Yeah.
He's probably doing a shoot.
Let's see. He probably...
Don't put him on speaker, too?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I want to think that...
How about you tell him? How about you talk to him? No, you. I want you to talk to him.
No, you tell him. I'll talk to him if he say no.
Okay, so tell him that I need a shoot. And that the proceeds are going to go to help mom.
Yes.
Am I asking them how much it's going
to
be?
No, I need you to donate this photo shoot. I only need a few pictures. Right?
All right, let's see.
If he said no, I don't like him as a person.
Is this live?
Yeah, no, it's not live.
Okay.
Put this phone to the...
What you doing?
Not nothing, studio.
Put the phone here.
Okay, so... Okay, so I'm trying to grow my brand, right? So what I'm going to start doing is most of the proceeds from the sales, I'm going to pretty much start using it to give to mom and, like, help her with, you know, the in-home care and the therapy, right? So do you think you could... Because that's what we need to... That's what we should do. You don't think so?
I mean, do they not got money? I'm confused.
No, they don't have no money. She's not, because she's not going to therapy right now.
Well, who told you that, though?
We're not going to get into all that. But
no, we do. I'm not, like,
this is why I don't talk to him. Y'all see how that conversation just went? Now you see why I had to pay $1,000 for the first shoot.
I wouldn't pay him a dime. I would never use him as a photographer. Ever. He don't support you, your business, or your family at all. I don't know him. He's very selfish.
Very.
That's crazy. Ain't that crazy?
Even my that's the thing. Even my older brother, we both say the same thing. He's like, he's always been like his own. You know, so I've always, like, kept my... And we're twins. That's the crazy thing. We're actual twins.
Hold on. The photo shoot was $1,000?
Yeah. I had to pay $1,000 for that photo shoot. I paid $5. My brother paid $5.
Let me see the pictures real quick.
He keep calling.
Go ahead. Pick up.
No, I don't want to talk no more.
First off, I got some photographers that do it for less than $1,000 for sure.
No, and I found one. Wait, okay. So this is one of the it's on my page.
Let me see. Let me see the pictures from the shoot though.
Let me see.
Yeah, let me see the pictures.
Now y'all see why I didn't want to call him to begin with.
That is a wild scenario.
Okay, I got to scroll too far back, but these are all the professional looking ones are his. The ones that he took.
They're not bad. I wouldn't pay $1,000 though.
Mind you, most of them were not. I don't even want to talk about it, but yeah.
Go ahead, say it again.
No, I'm saying like they weren't what I... If you look at the ideas that I sent, like the whole mood board versus what I got, it wasn't the same. Because yeah. I wanted to focus more on the clothing. Like, I wanted close-ups of the clothes. I didn't get none of that. I got the model pictures. That's it. But it's like the pictures that I wanted to focus more on, like the branding, the clothes. I didn't.
This should be more of a reason. You got so many reasons to go hard.
Yeah.
You got so many reasons. And when you do your next photo shoot, don't do it with him.
I mean, I'm not paying $1,000 because the actual original cost was $2,500.
Who?
Because he said it was going to be a half a day shoot. So he said it was the starting cost for that was $2,500.
With no discount. Like,
no, I mean, he said like, he don't do discount. He said.
Anyway. Okay. All right. So you got to find a photographer. Oops. Okay. A cheat.
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah, I found one. Already. Okay. I got one booked for the end of the month.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, that's a lost cause. He hasn't been out there, has he?
Out where?
To see your mom.
He has, but he doesn't go often. I think he went like last week to take her to an appointment. But so my mom lives kind of like out the way, like probably like an hour from where the majority of my family lives. But it's like my mom is home by herself all day.
Okay. Call him back real quick. Just call him back real quick. Just be like, yo, hey. Because maybe he's just telling you not to donate. Just say, I'm going to donate, but I just need you to take a couple pictures and this be a gift from both of us.
But you heard his response was why. Yeah. I don't want to sit here and explain. Like, if I'm telling you it's for a mom, I'm not going to sit here and explain and give you a whole 5 pages on why I should do this. You see, she's not, you can clearly see she's not being taken care of properly. So why wouldn't that be a reason for you to just say,
you think so?
Yeah. I'm not. But then again, they haven't been that close.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the closest child she has to her. Got you. They do their own thing.
So they probably jealous of y'all, what y'all got.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean, I'm her only daughter, so of course we're gonna be close. But
yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
that's why I said you should have said something.
Good. I'm not. I don't know. All right. Cool. So, well, you know your target.
Yeah. Of course.
We're gonna do what needs to be done, and we got to do it fast.
For sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to update in the next couple of weeks or so of how things are going, another month or so of how things are going. This $22,000 that you made in your first 12 months, you're going to do that in your first three.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you calculate what that looks like.
And how much inventory I have to get.
And make it happen. Go home, sit your boyfriend down, and let him know the vision. I want you to practice painting a picture. To see not if he believes your vision, but at least he believes that you believe it. That's your exercise. Okay?
Do you think it's okay to use your personal money towards your business?
Yeah, of course. What else money are you going to use?
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are people that tell you, like, go use other people's money, use credit and all that stuff, but.
Yeah. I feel like that's what everybody's been saying lately.
I'm not real big on that.
Yeah.
If I have the money, I'm going to use it.
Yeah, for sure.
Why would I pay a credit card or some sort of whatever, a percentage rate when I can use my own money?
Right.
I don't understand that. But, because I don't want my money to just sit there. Mm-hmm. I think people just don't want to risk their own money.
Yeah.
So, don't let that stop you. If you have the money, now, if you got to make a decision between rent and investing, I'm the type of person that makes that decision. And I'm just going to, when I was working at the Cheesecake Factory and I had my t-shirt brand, if I had enough money for rent and it was like the 20th, I'm taking that rent money. I'm going to invest in this clothes, these blanks and these shirts, and I'm going to make the money before the first. Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm not recommending everybody do that, but
I think I have one of your old t-shirts.
Or
the entrepreneur shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got one. I got a navy one. I bought it from Cumberland.
I was out there on a regular basis too.
Going but it was
on.
Like another guy there.
Yeah, that for was, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there 24 hours, but that first year, oh my gosh, every day.
So, okay, so I got another question. So do you think I should just, so my goal was to build like a whole loungewear brand. I didn't want to just sell the matching sets. Is it okay to get into other products or should I just focus on what's selling or introduce more products too?
It depends.
It depends on what it is.
It depends.
Because usually I'll get a sample first and then I'll kind of promote it and see what people's responses are. And then from there, order a book before I just order it. And then that's just cool.
You got to have something in your hand. I don't care if it's the old product, new products, whatever. Our goal is to sell.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to check on you in another month or so.
All right.
Go hard.
Okay. And don't call my brother back. No.
If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're going to like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now.